This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Record numbers of people voted on Sunday in Hong Kong district council elections. They are viewed as a test of support for Chief Executive Carrie Lam following 6 months of often violent pro-democracy protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
This is Hong Kong's first election since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. Many Hong Kongers are eager to express their opinion. This voter, Mr. Ma, says he sees the elections as an extension of the protest movement. He says he wants to see a big change. Another voter, Ms. Kwok, says local political offices have been dominated by pro-establishment candidates for years. She says she wants more Democrats in office. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Pope Francis is demanding world leaders renounce atomic weapons. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pontiff has declared the possession of atomic arsenals unacceptable, going beyond his predecessors to condemn the Cold War-era doctrine of deterrence and demand a complete ban on atomic bombs. Francis made the comments while standing at the Peace Memorial in Hiroshima at the end of a day in which he paid homage to victims of the U.S. atomic bombings there and in Nagasaki, Japan. It was the first full day of a three-day visit. Francis first condemned the possession of nuclear weapons in 2017. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-government protests swept Iraq's oil-rich south on Sunday as demonstrators burned tires and blocked main arteries, outraged by government corruption, poor services, and scarcity of jobs. In Baghdad, at least 13 people were wounded as clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces continued for a fourth day. From Washington, this is VOA News.